This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Another 89 people have died of the coronavirus in mainland China, bringing the total death toll to more than 800. The number of confirmed cases has risen to over 27,000 in China's Hubei province alone, with the global number of infected now at over 37,000. The number of people killed by the new virus globally has overtaken the death toll for the SARS outbreak in 2003, which killed 774 people. A soldier angry over a property deal killed dozens in a rampage in northeastern Thailand before being shot dead Sunday morning. David Doyle reports for Reuters.
Thai security forces have shot dead a soldier who went on a rampage, killing at least 26 people. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. CCTV footage from inside showed the gunman, dressed in black and wearing a mask, his gun slung over his shoulder.
I was scared. Periodically, I would hear gunfire, and I was wondering if he was going to come near me because the noise felt like it was so close while we were hiding.
Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the attack until Facebook shut down his account. The army said Jakrapant was a sharp shooter who had taken many special courses, including on planned ambushes.
This is VOA News.